Hello and welcome to the fourth Simplicity slot, a sort of blog about how to live more simply. For me, it's the least complicated route to greening our lives. And then it has a whole lot of other glorious spin-offs as well. I'd like to talk this time about how it's a process. You don't just kind of decide today to live simply tomorrow and it happens. It really is a process. For me, it'll be a lifetime process, I have no doubt, because I'm always becoming aware of ways in which I could live more simply. And when I'm ready, I take them on. So how does the process begin? I think one of the biggest ways is by really listening to our deepest inner places. It's when we override the inner voice that's trying to say, slow down, or give up this commitment, or reduce your stuff, or do you really need that life becomes complicated. And it's when we listen to that voice that life by its very nature becomes simpler. Our intuition knows what we need in order to thrive. So the beginning of the process is to listen. Well, that's the process all through, but if you're looking for a starting place, I'd say listen. Listen. Be still. Be quiet. What's your deepest self trying to tell you? You could experiment too with some measure of stepping away from consumerism. When I'm working alongside people as a clutter clearer, I sometimes give them the challenge of not bringing anything into the house other than, say, toilet paper and food for a day, a week, a month, partly to break a habit and partly to begin to think more creatively. So that's another starting place or way to continue the process. Be open to any way, large or small, of consuming less of the world's resources. Another related way of beginning and of keeping going on the process is to have a mantra, if you like, of start with what you've got. Start with what you've got. I was asked to produce a recipe for a cookbook that a young man in Froome was producing. A recipe and a rant he wanted. And my favourite recipe is always called Start With What You've Got. Now I know I'm not the world's flashiest cook, but by thinking about what I've already got and how to make best use of it, it requires me to be creative. So I gave him the recipe for the yummy, nutritious, easily prepared dish that I graced with the name Netley Beans. I'll probably never cook Netley Beans again. Not because I didn't like it, but because there's always a different combination when you start with what you've got. My rule of thumb in every aspect of life is to start with what I've got. Need money for something? How can I reshuffle my finances to accommodate it? Like a new outfit for a wedding? What can I put together in a new way to create something I'm delighted to wear? Want to boost my sense of self? Choose a book off the bookcase or go back to notes from a workshop. There's newness and freshness in what we already have when we approach it with gratitude and with our creativity switched on. An elderly aunt gave me an old, uninteresting looking book, How to Live Better on Less. It's a gem, full of ideas for avoiding waste. But it's a tiny piece about teaching your family to think creatively that has stayed with me. When you're thinking about what you've got, and are about to throw away, ask, what else could we do with this? If you're thinking about what you need, ask, what do we already have that we could use? Some of my favourite things around the house come from asking myself these questions. An upturned cane lampshade with a bit of cardboard and glue has become a waste paper basket. A wooden tea trolley provides shelving for books, CDs and a CD player. Stained hand towels have been cut and stitched into mopping up cloths for the kitchen. A plain coloured blanket serves as a curtain at the foot of the stairs. And in place of drawers, I keep my clothes in three elderly but rather charming suitcases. These sorts of responses to a situation produce individual, maybe quirky results, the sort of thing that makes a home different and creative. So here are three ways to enter the process of creating a simpler life and keeping the process going. Choose to really listen to what your inner self is telling you. be open to ways of consuming less, and try using the phrase, start with what you've got. Go well, and enjoy the process of slowly and steadily simplifying your life.